Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 7, verse number 14, where the Bible declares, "In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing after him." We've been looking at the thought, advancement against adversity. And we began on Monday looking at the patriarch's life. We're talking specifically about Abraham. How that he had famine problems. God gave him land and then the land yielded no fruit, no food. He had flock problems. God blessed him with a great number of flocks. But then his family, Lot, his shepherds, and Abraham's could not get along. And then we know that there was a feuding problem between the kings of the plains, and Lot was carried away, and Abraham had to organize a rescue party. We saw yesterday this concept of advancement against adversity in the life of the psalmist, David. He had fellowship problems after the victory of slaying the giant. He suffered the vengeance of Saul. He suffered friendship problems. But the mighty men at Ziklag turned into the mutinous men at Ziklag after their families were carried away. And then he suffered fear problems in the incident with the deliverance of the ark when Uzzah was killed. And so certainly David saw, and he was a man after God's own heart, and yet he saw this whole deal of adversity over against advancement. Well, today we look at Paul's life. Paul's life in the book of Acts, chapter number 11. Paul began to, of course, anytime you do anything for the Lord, you begin to see issues and begin to have problems. There is a great friendship and a great fraternity that is forged between a man by the name of Barnabas. He's the one that sought out Saul to start with and brought him and introduced him to the disciples. And so they became companions, and they were companions in the first missionary journey and were a great missionary team. But if you study the scriptures, you'll find that as strong of friends as they were, there was problems over Barnabas's nephew, John Mark. John Mark basically left him high and dry just partway into the first journey. And on the second journey, Barnabas wanted to take him back with him, and Paul said no. And as a result, the Bible said the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other, and so busted up one of the great mission teams of Scripture. And so fraternity problems. And then the Apostle Paul, he suffered firewood problems. Do you remember the story of the shipwreck in Acts 27? Has been saved from the sea, and he and all the rest of the ship are safe from the vengeance of the sea, and yet they begin to gather wood, and Paul is doing his part. He's gathering firewood with the rest of them, and when he gathered up an armload and went to pitch it into the fire, a snake come out and bit him, and so he's been saved from the sea, but now he's struck by a snake. So he had firewood problems. And then, of course, we know the apostle had flesh problems, like we all do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we saw where he got a glimpse of the third heaven, and it was unspeakable, not lawful for a man to utter. But in that same passage, he was given a thorn in the flesh. The Bible says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure." And I'm not sure, but what that's not the case with many of the adversities that you and I go through, lest we be exalted above measure. God has a way of balancing advancement and adversity, and God will keep it in balance. Sometimes they seem like they're out of check, but God will keep it in balance if we'll stay in God's will. Father, we pray that you'd help us to understand these concepts and, Lord, to apply them in our daily lives, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.